Where in the world is Justin Wong? It's Overseas Experience, your international news update on 95BFM.
And staying on the topic of COP26, India has pledged to become net zero emissions by 2070, despite refusing to set a target before the meeting in Glasgow. The deadline is two decades after the timeline for the US, European Union and the UK, and 10 years more than the targets set by Russia and China. Currently, India is the third biggest emitter of greenhouse gases after US and China, and the fourth largest emitter, especially in carbon dioxide. Prime Minister Narendra Modi outlined India's five commitments earlier this week in a speech, saying the country would increase the share of renewables in its energy mix from about 38% last year to 50% by 2030. He also promised to reduce total projected carbon emissions by 1 billion tonnes by the same year. Mr. Modi said wealthier countries will also need to contribute $1 trillion for other developing countries in climate finance.
India expects developed countries to make $1 trillion available as climate finance as soon as possible. Today, as we track the progress on climate mitigation, in the same way, we must also track climate finance. Justice would truly be served if pressure is put on those countries that have not lived up to their climate finance commitments.
Sudhan Prasad is an associate professor at the Jindal School of Environment and Sustainability at Sonipat in India. I spoke to him yesterday morning and I first asked if he is surprised by Mr. Modi's announcement.
It's not really surprising to me. It would have been surprising if the target had been something like 2050 or 2055. But 2070 is just so far down the line that it's really quite meaningless. So it's not going to hurt the current government in any way, and it isn't really going to require much action in the next decade or so. So from that perspective, it's a pretty safe card to play because it helps them politically and it enables them to tell the world and its population that we're trying to do action, but at the same time, it doesn't really cost them anything. So it's not very surprising to me, no.
Well, but putting it into India's current situation, I might just ask, when it comes to carbon emissions, what do most of India's carbon emissions come from?
Well, most of it comes from coal because our energy sector at the moment is dominated by coal. I think around more than 50% at the moment comes from non-renewable fossil fuel energy. That's where our primary energy emissions are from at the moment.
Have there been any action on climate change before this 2070 emissions target?
We had a bit. We had submitted NDCs in 2015, and that was aimed at increasing the amount of renewable energy supply that India currently produces. And the target was to generate about 40% from renewable sources. So there has been some work, but unfortunately, India is still on a path to increase coal production over the next 10 or 15 years. So that's a problem as far as energy goes. So we're ramping up renewable energy capacity, but at the same time, we're not dwindling down on our coal consumption.
You said earlier you're not surprised the target was set at 2070 instead of, let's say, 2050 or 2055, because politically, but realistically, putting in India's current situation, is the 2070 target realistic? Could they achieve before 2070?
Yeah, you could do it at 2070. I suppose what India's idea is, and it's very similar to China's idea, is to under-promise and then over-deliver. Now, both China and India have the capacity, assuming things go according to plan, you have proper innovation, you have support from the population. Assuming all those things happen, then both of these countries are capable of becoming net zero well before 2060. So 2070 is very, very realistic. But the problem is that, of course, that's too late. The IPCC, the International Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, is very clear on the fact that we need to become net zero by mid-century, that's 2050, and that we need to peak emissions by the end of this decade. So although 2070 is realistic, it's not very helpful from a climate change perspective.
Right, but even if Mr. Modi set his target on, let's say, 2050, could India still manage to achieve that?
They could. I mean, it's possible to do anything, really, but it would require a lot of compromise. It would require a lot of international funding. A lot of things would have to come together, and it would also cost them quite a lot politically, because they would need to transition away from coal very, very quickly. So at the moment, the 2070 plan is premised on the idea that coal will only peak in about another 10 to 15 years. On the other hand, if you set 2050 as a target, that's going to have to peak much earlier, which means you're going to have to come up with an alternative energy source much sooner, which at the moment we don't have, because the grid, the energy grid that we have currently can't support renewable energies to the extent that a net zero 2050 target would require. So it is possible the same way most other things in life are possible, but it would be a challenge. And I don't think we have the political leverage to get there.
So it's kind of like the BJP is want to push changes related to climate change as far as possible. Is that the major consensus of both major parties?
Yeah, that's fair. So my sources from the ministry tell me, in fact, I was talking to them this morning, and initially they thought that they would set the target at 2100. So they'd come up with a grand statement saying, at the turn of the century, we will become carbon net, we will be net zero emitters. And then they reduced that to 2070. So it is a way of passing the buck down. 2070 is 8 election cycles away. Not even the best political commentator would be able to guess what's going to happen by then. So yeah, it's a delay tactic. But it's not all bad. I should emphasize that there is simultaneously some good work being done. Renewable energies are being ramped up. Solar energy is being cheaper. There is some thought is going into carbon sinks. So it's not all doom and gloom, but at the moment it's probably not good enough.
But what about other than the energy sector? Could manufacturing also contribute much to India's carbon emissions?
Yeah, manufacturing does contribute, but like I said earlier, it's not nearly as much as the energy sector. I wouldn't be able to give you an exact number, but definitely we have steel and iron production, which does contribute. And there are efforts currently underway to install all types of filters on many of these plants and make them more climate friendly. But the priority, if you wanted to get India on a pathway to 2 degrees, would be to transform the energy sector. That's really the most important factor.
Overseas experience with Justin Wong, only on 95 BFM.